Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The DH, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The center fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Jerry Turner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jerry Uchter. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lemon. Yount reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops it up and throws to first, with Uchter covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Turner for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cabell. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Cabell steals second. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Trammell steals second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trammell moves to third. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 1 in the game. Turner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Trammell reaches second base with a double. There goes Johnson trying to get to home. Ogilvy throws the ball into Simmons, who tags Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson hits a line drive into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 2, Tigers, 2. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell misplays the ball. That's an error on Trammell. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yount. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Yount steals second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ogilvy is walked intentionally. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 2. the Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Parrish is hit by the pitch. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 2 in the game. Turner hits a pop-up towards third. Molitor catches it and throws to first to double up Parrish. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 2 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it and throws to second for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Haas, and towards Gantner, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yount moves to third. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ogilvy hits a pop-up towards first. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 3 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 3 in the game. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 3 in the game. Howell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lemon. Howell reaches second base with a double. Marshall Edwards pinch runs for Roy Howell. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moore bunts towards first. Cabell scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitaker covering, for the out. Edwards moves to third. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gantner strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon strikes out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Simmons and he is out, Yount applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 4 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvie for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dwight Bernard now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 4 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a line drive into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 4 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Brewers. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards bunts towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 4 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 4 in the game. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ladd now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.